1, 2, 3.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. If you notice, if you're watching this on YouTube, we have a little different scenery. We've got this banner here.
Got us a sponsor.
Yeah, we're actually going to have our first guest on today. This is going to be the owner and entrepreneur of the Bear's Den. He's going to come on, and we're going to ask him questions about entrepreneurship and what got him kind of started into owning his own business.
And I might fuss him a little bit for making something I lost a lot of money in, because his little 25-cent auctions are extremely addictive.
Nick has spent a lot of money, a lot of money towards this man.
Yeah. It's worth it, though. We'll talk more about it. It's really
right,
good, though.
Right, right. But so if this is your first time listening to the podcast or Witty Banter on YouTube, let me introduce myself. I'm Tanner.
I'm Nick.
Nice to meet you. Think about subscribing. Think about favoriting if you're on Anchor or any other podcast. But yeah, let's get this thing started. This is Steve. Come on in.
Hey, Tanner, how you doing?
Good to meet you.
Hey, Nick, I'm just kidding. Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Y'all all right?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I tell you what, we have been scheduling this for a while.
Yeah.
Just finally got it in. Y'all are busy.
Yeah, we have not had time to make anything happen.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's very awesome, though. It's very good that y'all are busy. Yeah.
I'm glad we could finally get you on.
I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to finally be here. Yeah. Man, I tell you what, trying to book this gig is hard to do.
It is. It's hard. It's hard to get on.
I know we're that exclusive, apparently.
Well, I'm here to tell you I've been trying, and you can ask Tanner, and you can ask Nick. Oh, you are Nick.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's going on, y'all? Y'all doing good? Y'all doing good? Everything's good?
Everything's good. It's been a long week. We've done just about a video at least every other day this week.
So
y'all got some podcasts lined up and everything's going on.
Yep, we have some podcasts lined up. We just released the dinosaur video.
You are actually the main star of the amazing video.
I'd like to talk about some fun
fun stuff. I will always remember that video. Y'all need to check out that video. It's on his YouTube. Are we here?
It's Jurassic Park parody. You can go to youtube.com/TannerWatson. Steve is actually the main character in this short movie.
I am, and let me tell you, Tanner Watson was very, very nice to me, because at the end of the video, when it fades out, I want you to continue to watch it, because he's got this bloopers segment that has all the bloopers on it.
Very much.
And where I'm saying Tanner Watson was very nice to me, it's because he could have showed a lot more bloopers than what he did. So let's be thankful for that one.
Yep.
That was very awesome. Nick, I think you done some editing in that video. Did you do some mini editing or anything in that video?
Well, I wish I could say I did. I actually didn't have anything to do with that video, but I was there in spirit.
You had nothing to do with the video.
I was there in spirit, though.
Hey, as long as you're in spirit.
I will say that that was a great video. Steve, you did a great
job. Well, now, I know that Tanner had told me that you and him had talked about that for quite some time.
Yeah, I actually told.
So you was part of the screenplay, I would believe.
Nick did a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff that you're not going to see on camera.
Okay.
I did a lot of the coming up with the ideas. We sat down and I told him, I was like, man, you know, it'd be hilarious. So he talked about getting one of those dinosaur inflatable things. I was like, dude, if you just parked a car downtown Chattanooga and somebody ran out with that, somebody chased him, a Jurassic Park thing, that'd be hilarious.
Now, we're not going to ruin the rest of the video for you, because you're going to have to watch it. Of course, that didn't ruin it, because there's so many surprises in this video.
So much. Right. I mean, it was well scripted, well acted.
A lot of fun.
It was hilarious.
A lot of fun. We had a blast doing that. About burn up and about killed ourselves. But we had a lot of fun.
Middle of summer was a horrible time to be shooting that type of video.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was a lot of fun. But, all right, so what are we doing on the podcast, though?
Today we're doing something a little bit different than what we normally do. Normally it's just us sitting here having some witty banter, which we will have today, but we wanted to have a guest on the show. He's kind of a local legend. He owns, really, you could say, a few different businesses. I know you have them under the same name, but it's essentially a few different businesses.
Yeah, I've got the Bear's Den eBay store.
Right.
I got the Bear's Den at I-75 Flea Market. It's booth S-407, if y'all want to come out. It's 400 Direct Connection Drive. And then I've got the Bear's Den weekly auction on Facebook. And it's a 25-cent auction. Everything lasts for a week, and it's a solid week. It's 7 full days of 7 full minutes and all that. What is it? Everything starts out at a quarter. It lasts for a week, and whatever it goes for, it goes for. And a lot of this you'll see a lot of, which I don't want to talk too much. Y'all right. just hop
no,
on
no,
in
you're
here.
Fine, yeah.
Go ahead.
But a lot of this you will see, and I try not to, I don't try to compete whatsoever.
Right.
Because what I do, a lot of my stuff comes from storage auctions, storage units, stuff like that. And I've got to move this stuff. I've got right. three storage sheds. I've got a box truck. Everything's just full. So I got to get a way to get this stuff right. out of here. I'm going to quarter this stuff out and get it gone so I can continue to go to storage auctions because that's what I love to do.
Right.
Oh,
and
yeah.
if you can do what you love to do, and I know you do, and I know you do, so y'all know where I'm coming from. If you continue to do what you love to do, it's like you're not even working.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's nothing.
It's nothing, yeah.
And that's what I love to do. However stupid it may be, that's what I love to do. And I do pretty good at it. But,
hey, you want to talk about stupid? We sit here and we talk.
Talk.
We talk and we put it on the internet for people to watch.
That's great.
Yeah.
I hope they're watching this.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, and this is actually going to be on the Bears Den Weekly Auction page. I'm going to put this video
on.
Right.
Right.
And we're going to have it. So y'all make sure you tune into that, and
absolutely.
That's good.
To piggyback off of that, all of Steve's business information and everything, and links to all of his web pages will be linked in the description below.
Yeah.
You click on them, go check them out, give them some love, bid
absolutely.
On some stuff. You might find something you love. Gifts.
Here's the thing: the eBay.
Mm-hmm.
I never charge for shipping. So it's like, you know these bigger businesses, you gotta order $50 to get free shipping.
Right.
You have to have the right code to get free shipping. No. Okay, I've got stuff on there for $7.99, $5.99. It's free shipping.
Right. That's good.
So it's a pretty good deal. It's on the eBay. So.
You know what I like about that is I will go and I'll be shopping on, like I have Amazon Prime now, but before I had it, I'd have $100 in my cart, and they'd be like, but it's $4 shipping. I'd be like, nope, back out.
Right,
I wouldn't buy any of it because I have special $4 shipping.
Yeah, and I don't blame you. It makes your deal that you're getting not so good.
Exactly, because a lot of people don't think you have to add the shipping in with everything else. Matter of fact, when I'm on eBay, I don't even look for, if I'm looking for something, if it's not buy it now and free shipping, I don't even look at it.
I
waste my time with
it. And 99.9% of my stuff is all buy it now because The thing about Americans is, which this is maybe a different podcast, different thing, but the thing about Americans is Americans want instant gratification.
Yep.
You know what
I mean? Yeah.
And it's proven every day. Yeah. Amazon's like, we can get you there in 2 days or whatever. People want instant gratification. They don't want to wait a week on that auction to go off, you know.
Right.
They're fighting somebody they don't even know.
Yeah.
But so it works out. The buy it now on eBay works out. The bidding works out on Facebook for some reason. It does really, really great.
Right.
I guess maybe because it starts out at a quarter. You think so?
I think so.
That may have something to do with it.
Yeah, I know I've been on your webpage, and it's insane what some of this stuff goes for. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I know if I was to buy that from the store, that's a $30 Yeti, and that thing went for $4.
Well, that's what I was saying. You can go to these other auction sites. They're on Facebook, okay?
Right.
I won't plug any of them because they don't sponsor me. you know what I mean. But anyway, I go to other ones and they're like, they're the 50 cent auctions or whatever.
Right.
And that's fine. I don't care. But they're selling like Dollar Tree stuff, you know?
Right.
And I hate that
because
I can tell somebody about my auction page and it's a 25 cent auction and they instantly think, you can see the look on their face. Y'all know how to read people. They instantly think, this is just going to be a bunch of cheap dollar stuff. And it's really not.
I've had
14 megapixel cameras on there.
Yeah.
I've had air guns
You've had
on there.
Jewelry on there. Real jewelry.
I've had real gold on there. Real
about.
Silver on there. I've had, I don't know, game consoles, TVs, computers. You name it, it's on there.
Yeah.
And we post between 60 and 70 items a week. And it's a good little healthy, because I don't want to blow up somebody's phone with too many notifications.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want somebody to get aggravated and say, this guy won't quit posting. I'm out of this group.
Right.
But if you give me just a couple hours every week, I'm going to blow your phone up with notifications. You'll get about 60 or 70. But after that, I won't blow your phone up no more.
Right.
And let's have some fun. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. It's a good way to save money. If you've got anything coming up, birthdays, holidays, anything like that, I kind of cater to those. Right now, we're having a big Father's Day auction this time.
Oh, for real?
Because Father's Day's coming up. So the auction will end before Father's Day. They'll have about a week to pick up before Father's Day. So everybody has enough time to pick up their items. Right. It's just really good. And we're having a blast. We love it. We That's absolutely great. Fantastic. Love it.
My brother doesn't actually know this, but like half of his birthday presents at Christmas I'm giving, I got from Steve. Yeah. Steve was putting these comic books up, and I kept bidding and bidding.
You're welcome.
And
I know you're watching because you done said brother. Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, I kept bidding. I mean, I'm not even going to lie. Steve's auction's actually kind of addictive.
It's almost like gambling.
It's almost like gambling.
Y'all going to get me in trouble here.
I was going to say, I bet in 5 years there's going to be like a meeting about his auction. Yeah. Everybody's getting together. Like, yeah. How much have you lost? I'm just 100 in right now.
I tell you, there are some certain people I won't name out here, but there are some certain people that I'm sure talked about many around many kitchen tables in the country.
Yeah.
Because the way they outbid people or the way they sneak in there, right, and get their bids. Yeah. So I'm sure that they're well known, a household name, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, so something else I wanted to talk about. It's something that I noticed. I'm not sure when you did it. It was a few weeks ago, I think. This isn't just this is a business.
Yes.
It is. This is a business. This is your livelihood.
100%.
But right, I believe it might have been a few weeks ago. You actually did a donation.
The benefit auction.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Okay. That was for Jeff Burton. He had been diagnosed with cancer.
Right.
So
it's horrible.
We've been doing the auction page for a year now. June 20th, actually, will be the year.
That's great. Congratulations.
That we've been doing the auction. Yeah. Pretty proud of that. But anyway, he has been on my auction page since day one. And, right, and a lot of people have, okay? I'm not trying to take for nobody, because a lot of people have been with me since day one, and I love that. It's awesome. It's a great community. But he has been with me, and he promotes me all the time. He adds people all the time, and he's a real good guy. He's just real good.
Right.
But, yeah, he had got diagnosed with cancer, so we done a benefit auction for him. And it's crazy because I remember when we started, we had, it was 100 and so members.
Right.
And now we're over 2,000 in a year.
Wow.
So,
yeah,
it's growing good. It's doing good. And definitely holding its own. But, we just done a benefit auction, and we raised almost $1,000. It was $849.75, I believe.
That's going to help him out a lot, you know?
That was wonderful, wonderful. Everybody, it's so crazy because everybody, all the members on the Bears Den, was sending me messages telling me, oh, this is great, this is wonderful.
Oh,
thank you so much. It wasn't even me.
Right,
It was them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're thanking me for what they're doing.
Yeah, see, that's...
It's all them, and it's always been them. Without them, I'm no business, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
And that's what people need to understand is, I know they got the saying, the customer's always right, and some people's like, the customer may not always be right. I will challenge that, but I will say the customer does feed you. The customer does take care of you.
I really like it because it feels like it's almost bringing the community together.
I'm glad you brought that up, and here's why.
Right.
You hear a lot of news. Stories, stuff like that about Craigslist, how dangerous Craigslist is.
Oh, yeah, people get killed by that thing.
They do,
that's
absolutely. And that's what gave me the idea, really, to do the auction page. Like I say, when I first started, I had about 100 people.
Right.
It was a small group. It was friends and it was family. That's what it was. And I'd asked them, my friends and family, to add their friends and their outside family. You know, that's not me or stuff. So it just grew from that. And then... But that's what I wanted. I want a group. I want a community. And like, as you put it, I like that. I want a community that knows each other, that knows everybody's safe. You know, we meet up. Sometimes I meet up after work. I'll meet somebody if it's on the way home or whatever. But 99% of my people I meet at the flea market. So it's a safe location. It's well lit.
Right.
It's well populated.
Absolutely.
And everybody knows everybody's safe, you know. And... that was my main goal, and for that I love, because you know you're safe. This is not a Craigslist connection. This is not just, you know, somebody wanting to get a cheap thrill over your despair or whatever.
Right.
This is something great. So, I think that's led to a lot of its success, to be honest with you.
That's really great.
Just to be honest about it. What else we got?
Okay, so I kind of, that was a great introduction to the business.
Absolutely.
I wanted to kind of pick it apart a little bit and see what kind of made you go into this direction of owning your own business instead of the typical 9-to-5.
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. Like, what got you the idea to actually, you know, with the lockers and stuff, like with the auction, like what made you, what came where about did it that? Come from? Where, when did you think, like, I'm going to start that out, set, bidding at 25 cents? Maybe I'll make some money off of it.
Okay. I'll tell you a story what got me into buying and reselling, and I think that'll lead into the answer
here
to the question.
Here we go. I'm
okay.
excited about this.
I know. Here you go. I'm going to try to make this short and sweet, kind of right. quick, but I want to be thorough too.
Yeah.
Right, you're fine.
When I was a kid, and this is not a lie, this is an honest engine story. I'll tell it to you any time.
Right.
Summer knows this story that I'm about to tell you because I've told her. Summer is my daughter, y'all. I have told her the same story because it's true.
Right.
When I was a kid, I had bought a hat, and it was an L.A. Dodgers hat. It just had the white L and the white A on the front. It was a blue hat. L.A. is what it said.
Yeah.
I had bought that thing for $1 at the flea market. And I got to the end of the flea market, and somebody said, I sure like that hat, man. I'll pay you $5 for that hat.
Yeah, buddy.
Sorry, LA, but
that's a good ROI right there.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So that's what got me to understanding how I can buy and resell. As far that was my first ever transaction ever, and that got me into loving, you know, what I do. And I don't know. I just thought that. Well, one, I thought that I hear all these Craigslist stories, and that I am very against Craigslist.
Right.
But I'd heard that, and I thought, well, maybe if we could start a small community. And I was out living in Alabama, and the Facebook groups thing had just came out, right?
Right.
And I thought, well, maybe we could start a safer group where everybody knows everybody. So, not to plug another one of my groups, but... Fort Payne Buy, Sell, and Trade, I created that before all the Buy, Sell, and Trade pages was popular. Now there's a Buy, Sell, and Trade for everything.
Oh, yeah, everywhere.
Oh, yeah, it's everywhere.
And,
yeah.
But before that, and it's got, I think it's got 80-something thousand members on it, which the video did get shared to that page. But anyway,
nice. Fantastic.
And I dare them to flag that because I'm the owner, the moderator, and everything.
Right, yeah. let them
try.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was done years and years and years ago. Like I said, that was when Facebook first did the groups thing.
Yeah.
And it was coming on board, getting popular.
So he was ahead of the times on this.
Kind of. It's hard to prove that.
Right.
But
right.
I know because I know. Then I came over. I moved over to Georgia. And didn't know many people at all. I was out in Alabama. Okay?
Right.
Yeah. I know Alabama. I know people out in Alabama. I can rely on people there. I know them through and through. Because of the Fort Payne page. And so when I came over to Georgia, I was like, I don't know anybody really. You know, I need to figure this out. So I got a hold of the people that I did know in the community. And I created the page. And... I said, here's what I want to do. And basically, I did the same thing that I'd done over in Fort Payne.
Right.
And it got me started. And I guess I want to do it because, or it got me into really wanting to do something for myself and on my own. Every business is not in business to lose money. Every business...
I hope not.
No, I know. But I mean, it's like these insurance companies and stuff like that. And
right.
I don't know. It's hard for me to explain, but I definitely wanted to do something on my own. It's a self-worth that I feel that I have in me. It's
American dream.
Yeah, absolutely. American dream.
Yeah, that is American dream.
But it's, I don't know, I guess it's just a self-worth, and just to see if I could do it, because you get these people, and I'm not trying to work a bunch of philosophy, and I know I told you I keep this short and sweet, and I'm sorry. But you get these people, man, they'll knock you down. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
They'll knock you down. You can't do this. You're not going to do this. I remember when I came out to the flea market. I've also been at the flea market for a year now.
Nice.
And I noticed when I came out there to the flea market, I was selling stuff coming out of these storage units, okay?
Right.
It was a random selection of stuff, okay? You've got people over here that just sell ball cards. You got people that over here just sells wood cutouts, and that's fine. You got people that sells just flowers. You got people that just sells bows. You got people that just sells this, that, and the other. They got a niche, okay?
Right. Oh, yeah.
I don't have a niche. I have a little bit of everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I have a little bit of everything. So a lot of those people, they were telling me, well, if you don't work out here, maybe you can do like the outside, be on the outside of the flea market where they have a lot of just the general merchandise stuff, a lot of the smalls. They said, well, if you don't work out in here, maybe you can go out there. Or if you don't do good out there, well, maybe you'll figure something else out. Whatever. No, I've came inside the flea market.
Right.
When somebody counts me out, and I hope everybody does this, when somebody counts you out, I hope you become the most motivated person on the
planet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To not only prove them wrong, but to prove you right.
Right.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Who cares what the outside voices say? If your inside voice tells you to do it, prove yourself right.
Right.
There you go. Yeah.
And then that's what motivates me to keep doing it and keep going on, because I know there's a lot of people out there that counted me out, and I already knew in myself, you know, that song Thunder, I was lightning before the thunder.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then that's the way honest engines feel. I was lightning before, I knew it was going to work before the rumble even happened.
Yeah.
So, and that's what it was.
What was that song? There was a song by Buddy Jewel, and he's singing, and he's like, I want to thank everyone that ever told me no.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be here if you hadn't told me no, because it made me try harder.
That's honestly right. Buddy. Everybody needs somebody to have their back, but everybody also needs somebody to count them out. That's the way
someone
I feel about
it. Someone to light that fire under your ass and get you moving.
Yes, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. And it has really grown. I mean, it grows, because once you get something good and you get something working, well, what else can I do?
Right.
Well, then what else can I do? And that's why I got the eBay thing going. I mean, it took off like a rocket.
Right.
And then... And if anybody goes to the eBay, you'll see why it took off like a rocket. I got some pretty good stuff on there, some really good deals. And it's all free shipping, so it ain't like a minimum order.
Right.
But that took off really good. And then I was doing the storage unit, storage options type things, because you can get a lot of stuff really cheap. I mean, I'll tell anybody, people be like, where do you get all your stuff? Or how do you get all your stuff? Or because you just have a wide array of items. Right. People came and picked up from the auction and told me that. They say, you have just a wide array of everything. Where do you get your stuff? And I tell them, and I'm not afraid to tell them, because the amount of work that I actually put in to do what I do, I don't believe can be passed. I believe it can be matched, but I don't believe it can be passed. I sleep 3 hours a night, but I don't care. I enjoy doing what I do. I'm not over here complaining that I sleep 3 hours. I'm glad. I'm glad to wake up in the morning. I'm glad to get my eBay packages ready. I'm glad to get everything going. I enjoy it. I swear to you, I love it. But
you'll work twice as hard for yourself as you will for anyone else.
You have to. And a lot of people make the mistake when they go into business for themselves, they want to pay themselves.
Right.
You never. Even now, I'm doing pretty good.
Right.
I'm doing pretty good on everything. And even now, I don't get paid for my time. Yeah, right. You'll never get paid for your time.
I was about to bring that up. Yeah. Right. So yeah, I would say you're not working the 9 to 5. Right. You're working for yourself. It seems like for one, you're like, I used to love the TV show Storage Wars. You're the real life Storage Wars.
Yeah.
You're not Hollywood. You're the real life thing.
Real deal, bro. Right.
And Hollywood has it wrong. I'm just going to go ahead and tell y'all, Hollywood has it wrong. And these storage sheds, and this is why I don't care to tell people what I do and how I do it. I go to these storage units, and I don't spend a whole bunch of money on these storage units, but I get a lot of garbage. I get and that's stuff that you don't see on the storage. I was talking to a guy at the flea market about this today. What you don't see on TV is how much garbage you get out of these units.
Right.
What you don't see on TV is how much work they have to do to this furniture to get it to be able to be sold. Right. You have to fix furniture. You have to be a handyman of everything. You get half of the items, and you wish you had the other half.
Yeah.
And you're having to put stuff together, and it's amazing what people store in storage units.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole other story of stuff I can tell you about. Right. But anyway, it's enough to keep you busy all the time. I mean,
that's awesome.
If I didn't need 3 hours of sleep just to function, I could stay up and I could be busy doing something. And that's fine. That's good.
That's really good. Something I want to go back to. Mm-hmm. You said about people counting you out and then being like, when you first got in there, they were kind of saying, well, if this doesn't work out, you can always go outside. Now, I've been to the flea market. I've seen your booth and stuff. It seems like the people outside that they're talking about, I'm not saying anything bad about them, but it seems more like they're having a yard sale. When you go into your I want to call it a storefront, really. It's more like a store. You're walking into a business, a store. It's not, you're not walking into a yard sale there.
Right.
No, you're actually walking in. So to say that you should, if it doesn't work out here, you should go out there, that doesn't make sense to me, because I don't get that feeling walking into your booth.
Well, When I went to the flea market and I knew that I was going to create me a booth at the flea market, okay, there was no thought ever, and this is honest, I will say it in front of God and everybody, there was no if I don't make it. There was never if this doesn't work out, I'll just do this. There was a drive and determination that I cannot explain to nobody. You just have to have it on your inner.
Right.
This was going to work. And for a while, and this is the thing that people don't understand too. I was actually talking about this earlier before I came on. There's a thing where when you start a business, okay, mm-hmm. you heard of it, it takes money to make money. And that's absolutely 100% true. These people think they're going to come out there and that they're going to make $1 million, you know, when they come out. And it's not like that, okay? You have to build your name.
Right.
You have to build your brand or your ways. You have to build your clientele. I have people coming out there. I have a sign out there that says, can't pawn it, sell it here. And there's a lot of times that I don't even have to go looking for stuff because people will bring it to me. And that accounts for, that saves me a lot of time.
Right.
Okay. And I pay for that time because I pay a little bit more for their stuff because it's, I don't have to go out there and hunt.
Right.
I don't have to go out there and find the perfect whatever with no chips.
So you kind of make it worth their while to bring it to you. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because it saves me all kinds of time. And with that time that I save, I'm out doing something else either on the auction page or I'm doing something else on eBay. I'm doing something else at the flea market, straightening up, reorganizing, doing something else. So, in a sense, it saves me a lot of time and saves me a lot of money because money earned or money saved is money earned or whatever, however you want to put it. So, yeah, that's the thing.
I'm going to stop you right there, and we're back.
Here we are.
Yeah, it's when we come back from the break. Sorry, we just took a break. And when we come back from the break, it's always hard to get back on that. On that role that we were in to begin with.
Yeah.
So you can normally tell when we come back.
Right. Yeah, because you'll notice we'll get really into it, and then it will just kind of flatline. You're like, what's it?
Yeah, what happened?
What just happened in the conversation? Right. Somebody went to pee.
There was a little break. I haven't shut down yet. It's not my 3-hour mark.
No. But we're back. We had to take a break. Once again, we've got Steve on the air with us.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
The owner and really operator. Business owner of the Bear's Den.
My favorite little pastime.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah. Nick has a gambling addiction, and it is being put out at the 25-cent auction.
Well, I do want to say just about the good stuff that he does have on it. Like I said, I already talked about it earlier, I bought my brother a bunch of good stuff, but I mean, to be honest with you, I bought a lot of people a lot of good stuff. Matter of fact, Tanner, I have a lot of stuff I've gotten you for Christmas and birthdays and stuff Steve had put up. And I've bid on and eventually got.
I just want to say just real quick that I think this is bullshit because Nick has not bought me anything off of my auction. I get nothing for my birthday. I get nothing for Christmas. But he wants to buy everybody else something.
Yep.
But he can't buy me nothing. Just because it comes off my auction page, he can't buy me it for me. I like the stuff that's on my auction page, too.
Looks like you have a whole new ball game to play.
We're going to start asking Nick some questions.
Yeah. We're going to turn this back around.
You can start backpedaling now.
Teach you to be quiet over there.
Well, I will bring up one thing. Steve, you do a bunch of giveaways and stuff with the people who do your auction and stuff like that. I've seen that several times, especially with the T-shirts, stuff like that.
Every 4 auctions, we'll do a giveaway. If the buyer, the bidder, comes out and picks their item up, I give people 3 weeks. That's another thing. I hate to touch on
3 weeks?
3 weeks, man. Well, I give people 3 weeks. Well, some people get paid every other week, and it may fall on that. It may go off on the week that they don't get paid, so they got to wait.
Sense.
So that's why we're going to do that. It helps out with a lot of people, and I noticed, not to bring them back up, but I noticed a lot of the other auction pages, I wish they would take note and kind of take some.
Well, they should. You're obviously doing something
tips
right.
And tricks
that's what successful competition does, but I mean.
Well, they're on my page, actually, and I know that they're on my page. I'm on their page. It ain't no big deal. Yeah. I figure if they ever come up with a good idea, I'm going to steal it, and I wish that they would do that on my page.
Competition.
Right.
Yeah, competition is a beautiful thing.
Business really is very cutthroat.
Yeah. But competition, I love competition.
Right.
I will never say anything bad about... Somebody could set up right next to me with the exact same stuff. I would absolutely adore it and love it.
Right.
You talk about that fire you
race,
had before.
Race
yeah.
of the on,
baby. Yeah.
Go time.
So y'all come on out to the flea market and set you up a booth. Let's have at it.
See how hard you're willing to work.
But these other auction pages, though, they give people... They tell people, I'm going to be at this location for 30 minutes every Monday. So be there. And I'm going to be at this location every Friday for 30 minutes. So be there. A lot of these people are working people. You know, you're dealing with the working class. And they're not freed up for those minutes. You know what I mean? And they know that they're not, so they're not going to bid on that auction. They're going to leave that page, and that's going to be all there is to it. So if I give these people, I can meet up with them after work every day during the week.
Right.
Which I don't do that a whole lot. just because a lot of people come out to the flea market.
Right.
They like to see the booth. They like to buy other things from the booth. They like to, we talk, we chit chat, we get along. It's a beautiful thing. It really is. This is what I'm saying. It's not Craigslist. You're not meeting a stranger, okay? You get to know these people, and you get to ask about their kids and what's going on and make sure everybody's okay. It's like a family, that
small business feel, like mom and pop kind of feel.
Absolutely.
Everybody knows everybody.
Yes, absolutely.
Very casual.
Yeah. But a lot of these people, they have certain times and certain meeting places, and in my eyes, that doesn't work out. And it may. They may be doing great. I have no idea because I don't run my page that way.
Right.
But they also...
I'm sorry, I don't mean to hit you. Could you imagine if you told your dad, like, because we work other jobs than the, if you can believe it, the podcast is not the only job that we work currently.
It's right. Coming, folks.
Could you imagine telling, because we haven't released that podcast yet of our jobs that we've worked in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine calling in and being like, yo, I'm coming in for 30 minutes and I'm going home. Like,
know,
that's it, man. I'm coming
for
30
minutes.
Well,
the problem with me is I work for my family, so I mean...
Right, if you were like, Dad, I'll be there for 30 minutes on Thursday, and that's all I can give you. Like,
yeah, he would answer
that's
that.
It, but I still want my money. Yeah.
He would answer that phone and say, you either get here and stay here for 8 hours or you're not going to exist in the
next
hour.
Right, you can't run a business that way.
Just let you know that right now.
Yeah. Well, that's the way I feel about it. So I'll give everybody, you know, the 3 weeks. They get the week that they won the item. When the item goes off, they got a week to get it. That's their current week. And then they have a previous week, and then I give them a final previous week. When I get on final previous, I try not to dun people because I don't like to be done that way myself.
Right. Yeah.
But I do send them an email and say, hey, you know, this is the Bears Den. You have won some items that they've been on hold. When would you like to pick them up? And usually they don't have to be out there that day, and they don't have to be out there whenever. They usually – everybody's really good about picking up. I can't complain at all.
That's good.
I wished I could because I love to complain, but I really can't.
That's me.
But I really can't complain about people picking up. Which I mean, if you don't have, I mean, some people don't pick up. I have my scragglers; they don't pick up, but that's fine. I feel like if you don't have 5 minutes in the course of 3 weeks to come pick your item up, that I will meet you on a weekday somewhere close to you, okay? Because I understand, like, if you're new to the page. Or you don't want to come out to the flea market or whatever, maybe you don't know me yet because you're new to the page.
Right.
You don't want a stranger at your house. So I will meet you close to your house at a public place. Okay, I'll make it as safe as possible for the both of us. For them, for me, for everybody. Okay, I got kids. I don't want to die over some stupid stuff from Craigslist. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. You bought a comic book and you slipped
how upset my bill collectors would be if I was to pass away.
I am so
sorry. I do this for you bill collectors. Quit calling me. Take me off your melon list.
It'll be a lot of debt collectors staying up at night. Steve, where do you guys have happened to Steve?
Yeah, no.
They'll be watching CNN keep up that ransom video. Yeah, be like,
they'll be hitting Summer up saying, hey, why don't you create you an auction page and go pay some of these bills.
Yeah.
But no, everybody's really good about picking up, and that's a good thing. It's a great thing, actually. It's really good. It's a really good thing. I'm very happy I'm doing it. You had mentioned you touched on giving away the shirts.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually wearing one of the shirts today. This is the new design. We had an old design. It was a black shirt. And this is actually, let me tell you something.
Check it out.
Let me tell you what I've done for your podcast.
Yeah.
This is the actual first public release of the shirt.
Nice.
For real.
Okay, we had a first generation shirt. We did it all for the first year. We gave them away. We raffled them off. We did everything we could do to do that. They were a black shirt. They had a little paw, a bear coming out of the cave. It said the Bears Den on it. Great shirt. I'm not knocking it whatsoever.
Right.
But you know what? June 20th is year number two, okay? And that's going to it's going to finish out our first year.
Right.
We're starting our second year. And so that's going to be, we need something new. We need something fresh,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
We've got
new shirts. These are going to be them. This is almost what they'll be getting. But what they're going to be getting is a bonus, okay?
Okay.
They'll be getting the official second generation Bears Den t-shirt. Okay, Bears Den Weekly Auction t-shirt.
Nice.
Not only that, they're going to get it autographed. I'm going to autograph it right up here. So they get the official autograph of the owner of the Bears Den, the official Bears Den shirt, second generation. I think it's going to be a big thing. And this is actually, honestly, this is the world premiere because it's going out on YouTube. This is the world premiere of the second t-shirt.
That's awesome.
I did it on your podcast because we finally got it scheduled.
Yeah,
and these
we're
people are
busy
y'all are busy.
Yeah.
But Anyways, yeah, absolutely. I got to debut the t-shirt on your podcast. I'm very excited.
Let's just start. We're going to have to get some.
I'm about to look at that. Absolutely.
I didn't know what they were wearing, and I didn't even show up with them a t-shirt. Yeah. How horrible. And my other sponsor.
Man.
But, yeah, awesome. I think it's awesome. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. But, yeah, we give these away on the drawings. Our last drawing, actually, we have a lot of – we were dealing with a lot of small business. When I first started doing the drawings, first had the idea of doing the drawings, I was doing like the Walmart cards and stuff like that. And because there's nothing wrong with Walmart. People go there, they shop there, they can use the gift card to get 3 cents off a gallon. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
But I was doing like the bigger businesses, okay, the bigger restaurants, the bigger stuff. And then I got to thinking, Steve, you're small business, so don't you think you should be giving away small business stuff? So that's what I mostly try to stick with and do. We actually are partnership with a lot of other small businesses.
Nice.
Really?
That have told me anytime you do a giveaway, you let us know. We're going to give you some stuff to give away.
That's awesome.
So
it is. Yeah, that's great.
The giveaways was costing me a bunch of money, which I don't care because it's for my people.
Right.
And so now they don't cost a whole bunch because I'm giving away small business stuff, and small business is great. I'm going to tell you, small business they'll do more for the consumer than any big business does.
Yeah.
So, and it's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
So you're looking after your small people. Your small
The people that look after me, I'm looking after them. That's the way I feel.
Right. Yeah, YouTube, you should take notes. Demonetize my videos.
You feed me, I'm going to feed you
back.
That's
right. But that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, I just want to point out how Steve actually, I mean, it's not just like customers to him. Like, he cares about these people. Like,
right.
Of course I do. It's my community.
Yeah, I mean, he knows these people. Like, I know he didn't want to say any names, but I mean, he knows these people by name. I mean,
I know them. I know what they drive. I know their pets' names. I know their children's names. Yeah. I know all these people.
I mean, this is as small country store as it gets. I mean, you know, you're all getting House of Weather, House of the Kids.
Right.
Is that all today? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. But small time feel. And you're getting a lot of great items in the process, and it's a wonderful thing.
But it's convenient because you also have the online element of it, too. It's like it's like a small country store that's online, so you don't actually have to leave your home to do it.
And since I live in a small town, everybody knows, I'll go ahead and say, I live in Chickamauga. Everybody knows that's on the page, whatever.
Small town.
Small town. But a lot of my people, a lot of my members are from Chattanooga. So.
Oh,
with the flea market being out in East Ridge, it's a pretty good central location.
Oh, absolutely.
People don't have to drive so far to get their item and stuff like that. So I think that's really what has complemented the flea market booth, too, in working, because people, they don't mind to drive to East Ridge because it's right there at Chattanooga.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good. Now, I do have people that I actually mail out to, and my deal with them is, because I do try to promote a lot of small business on my giveaways, and I will forever do that. As long as there's a Bears Den, we will promote small business.
Right.
There you go.
But a lot of my people, like smaller restaurants and stuff, a lot of my people, I've got people out in Arizona now that I'm shipping to.
Wow.
Texas, Florida, New York. I ship everywhere, just like eBay. You know, I'm good at that. So if they was to win a drawing, I would give them some kind of maybe a Walmart or maybe a gas card to Shell or something like that.
Oh, really?
Be able to mail that to them. That way they could use something. They wouldn't have to be like, well, he only does small business, so I really don't care about the drawing because whatever.
Yeah.
If they win, and I know who they are because I know my people.
Right,
exactly.
If they win, they will get something of the same value mailed to them that they can use in their community or in their neighborhood.
Right.
So it works out really good. It works out really good. Like you said, you got to really think about your people. You got to know your people. You got to cater to them. They're catering to you. There's a lot of things that people could be doing rather than being on my auction page.
That's true.
Absolutely.
So they cater to me. I will definitely break my neck and cater to them.
You know, I also want to point out real quick on this subject that, you know, and I'm going to say what I feel, and I'm going to be honest here. Steve throws a chair at me. He can throw a chair at me. But, but no, honestly, Steve could have come out here and said, well, I sell this, I do that, da da da. But really, the main thing he's talked about here has been the people.
Yeah.
He's been talking about the small businesses that he helps and the people that are in his auction thing.
Well, it's not that I help, it's they help me. I mean, it's
true.
I'm just trying to give back to them in appreciation. They've accepted me. This business is only a year old, okay?
Yeah.
These small businesses that I try to promote or whatever, they've been here. Okay?
Right.
They've already made it. They're good.
Established,
So they've welcomed me with open arms. that's the least that I can do is welcome them back. You know,
well, if these other businesses that are coming to you and they've been here for a while and they're coming to you for free giveaways and stuff, that's showing.
Yeah.
You're doing something right.
Absolutely.
You really are.
Well, hey, y'all know what a feeling that is? I mean, really, have to experience it to know that feeling.
Right.
But
one day,
some of these people, you're already there. We're but this guy's nuts. It is a good feeling when they're already established. They already have their clientele. They don't need me. Don't need me. But they would be like, you know what? Give this away. Give that away.
That's awesome. Away.
And it's not because they need me. It's because they want me to be successful like them.
Right.
And I want to be successful like them.
So. Well, I was just getting at how much you actually just care about the people. He didn't come on here talking about deals and items. I got this up right here right now. I mean, how many businesses you
go
know,
purchase
they're
this.
Like, yeah, I mean, how many people are going to come on here when they, to get a little bit of a shout out and they're going to be like, well, I got this for sale and this for sale. Instead, he's like, man, the people this, the people that, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
They took care of me for a year. They took very good care of me for a year.
Right. Just that amount of care is just, it's hard to find nowadays. You know what I'm saying? People don't give crap anymore.
No, they don't.
It's all about the dollar.
And that's
exactly
why I deal with small business, because I love small business, because they take care of their people, and that's what we need. That's what we need. A lot of these people, which I'm not trying to get political or nothing like that, I swear to you I'm not. But a lot of these people, they care about the national election. They care about who's in Congress. They care about this. They care about that. You need to worry about who's running things in your own community and how your own community is running.
There you go. Yeah.
Because that's what affects you directly. Everything affects you, okay? I'm not trying to discount anything of that. But what affects you directly is your community.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And how you treat others and how you treat people and who you have running your community, who you have in your community doing things. So if I'm going to be in this community, I want to wholeheartedly and with a good conscience be out here working for the people because they work for me. I mean, that's the way it is. But I'm trying to get political. That's all I'm going
to do. No, giving back.
If y'all ever do a political one, all right, man. I've got a boatload of that stored up.
Yeah, you'll be the first person we'll call.
I mean, that's serious.
It's coming.
That's serious as far as anything. You take care of your locals. Because that's who your neighbor is going to take care of you.
Right.
Your neighbor is going to take care of you.
And you know,
that's the way it is.
As society, like nowadays, especially in America, I mean, we're really getting away from that. The more online we're getting, and to actually have something like that still around, it's just, you know, Steve's kind of might be even bringing. I hate to get off subject, but Steve might be bringing in something that we really need a fresh dose of in America nowadays. You know, neighbor helping neighbor kind of thing. You know, care about each other.
Piggybacking off of what you said, I feel like a lot of, let's just say larger businesses that have been around, I'm not discrediting any of them, but with an opportunity to get their voice on the air, that I feel like that they would have took this spin as like a commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like on the radio, you go, hey, come on down, you know, to this car lot. We've got this big sale right here. You know, I feel like that's the direction that they went in, or they would go in. They have gone in on any air system that they are on.
Turn it on the TV. I guarantee it's commercial.
Oh, yes, 100%. This is more of a different direction. I really like that. Another thing is, I feel like you're belittling yourself quite a bit, because I've seen what goes into this, and I feel like there are people out there that are watching or have listened to you and are like, man, I could do that. And I'm sure there's people out there that very well could do the things that you're doing.
They sure could.
But I don't think that they realize the amount of work that you're putting into this.
Yeah, he really is being modest with that.
I mean, I'm saying, you know, nobody's going to outwork me, but you can match me.
Right.
I mean, I'll tell people that.
Right.
But as far as the amount of work, I love it. It's not even like work to me. That's the thing. That's the thing. And I'm not trying to belittle it by no means, or belittling myself by no means. It's just, it comes so easy for me, and I really enjoy it, and I think that's why. Not the making money part don't come easy, don't get me wrong, but just the work, the constant work. I love it, I love it, I love it, and it's not even light work, so it comes very easy to stay up the long hours. It becomes very easy to do whatever, you know, to fix this stuff, and it becomes very easy to display it. The sales don't come easy. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I can whatever. But what I'm saying is the work that goes behind the scenes comes easy to me and doesn't tire me out, because I love every second of what I do.
Right.
And that's what people's got to learn. Whether you work for somebody or whether you work for yourself, being an entrepreneur yourself, whatever you do is great. It's all honest money. Right. Okay. most of it. but for the most part, it's all honest money. But whatever you do, for God's sakes, love what you're doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because if you're at some hell of a job and you hate what you're doing, but you're making good money, well, you know what? You got this one life to live. So I hope that you enjoy hell, because that's, you're not enjoying what you're doing. Exactly. Enjoy what you do, and everything else will work out. Everything else will come hand in hand. When I thought about this 25-cent auction page, I didn't know if it was going to fluke. I didn't know what it was going to do.
So you didn't think that it would become what it has today?
There's no way in the world. What could I imagine?
Wow, for real?
There's no way. It's a 25-cent auction. You know what I mean? How is it going to bring me what it has brung?
Right.
And I cannot believe it. And I will always not believe it.
So what was your thought process going into it then?
Okay.
Like,
what were you expecting?
I was expecting to get rid of some stuff. I would call it junk, but I don't want people to think there's junk on there. But I don't say junk is a bad word. Junk is a wonderful word to me. I love junk.
Oh, no. There's all kinds of TV shows out now where they're walking up and they're like, that rusted thing in your yard, I'm going to dig it up and I'll give you $500 for it.
They're
the
old picker show on the
But and that's the thing. I was going to these storage units and I was buying them. And I was running out of room.
Right.
So I was like, I've got to get rid of this stuff. And I said, you know what? I'm getting 1,000 items for $30. So if I only get a quarter per item, I'm still doing okay. So, that was the thought process. I was like, I don't care if it gets one bid or two bids. And I still, to this day, I'll tell my members, I don't care what this stuff goes for. I'm starting it out at a quarter as it is. I don't care.
Extremely true. Because I've seen a lot of expensive stuff on your thing just go for extremely cheap stuff. I couldn't believe it went for that cheap. Right. And, you never complained. You never
took it. I'm happy to have it out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't think I want to throw a quarter sale. Just everything's a quarter. I like doing the auction thing. It's a lot of fun. But
it is fun,
Other than that, I mean, I needed room was my idea. And I was like, you know what? Let's quarter this stuff out. Let's see what it goes for. They name their prices. That's what it is. They're naming their own price.
There you go. Yeah. How bad do you want it?
Yeah. If they want a deal, create you a deal. So it's there for you
to
do.
Beautiful.
And it was a lot of fun. We got rid of a lot of stuff, and I'm able to go to storage auctions now. The world is round, and everything is perfect. When I can't go to storage auctions, I throw a little bit of a mad fit, temper tantrum. But I can go now. This is a good way to clean out some stuff, and it's a good way to make a little bit of money, too. So
that's good.
We're good.
Well, if we made it clear, y'all need to check it out, because I for one, have spent a lot of money on it. But, I mean, I say it like Tanner was like, well, he's got a little bit of gambling addiction. I don't have anything against it. I've got some really good stuff. Like, I've got comic books that are really hard to find. I've given to my brother. I've got gifts I've given to Tanner that he's probably never known that I've got from Steve's page. I mean, it's all kind of good stuff. My mom, my nana, everybody. I mean, I've gotten really good deals. I mean, you always talk about, like, if people always advertise, well, this is the lowest price, this is a low price. I mean, like Steve said, it's really what you make it. You know, how bad does somebody want it? And, I mean, it goes for really reasonable prices.
When you said that, all I could imagine is, like, this almost drug dealer-esque guy over here going, man, I saw that you bid on that for $10. I really want it for $9. How about you take your bid off and I don't take out your kneecaps?
Oh, no, Tanner. Don't give me no ideas.
That's all I could imagine.
No. I do want to say one thing, that a story that actually happened to me. I was on this thing, and I didn't understand the whole time. Like cap thing that they have
time
on the bids.
It does end.
I went on there and I was bidding, and me and this guy got in a bid war. Like, it gets exciting, and you get into it, you're like, man, I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to let this guy win.
Yeah.
And I will say we got up to $35, and then you came out, and we're like, yeah, just throw this out there. It ended at this time. So what was $35 actually went for $12.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah. The timestamps, that creates a lot of confusion, and I hate that it creates a lot of confusion. Because I want my page as simple as it can be.
Oh, yeah.
Not to bring it back up. But a problem I see with these other auction pages, and I'm not trying to just dog them. Like I say, I'm members of them.
Right.
I want them to come up with a good idea that I can steal. That's why I'm a member of them. Because I don't have the time free in those little 30 minutes to meet up.
Right.
So I really can't bid on anything, but I want them to come up with a great idea that I can steal. I just be honest with you, it's out there. I wish they would steal some of mine if it would work for me.
Right.
Yeah.
But these other auction pages, they end every item, some of them, not all of them, but they'll end every item at 8 p.m. such and such night. And that's fine that you know every item goes off at 8 p.m. such and such night. But like you just now said, your previous experience, and a lot of other previous experiences on here too, I've noticed, at the end of the auction, people go in there and they bid, because they want something,
Oh, yeah.
If all the items ended at 8 o'clock, you're going to pick out one, maybe two items that you really desperately want, mm-hmm. and you're going to put in a bid on those, and you're going to watch that item. Meanwhile, there's some other items down here that you would love to have, but not desperately want, mm-hmm. but you would love to have, but you might be outbidded on those, and you don't know it because you're bidding on this one, so you don't have a chance to bid on any of these others down here.
Right.
So the way I do the timestamps is, if I post an auction, let's say I generally start an auction at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll generally stop posting about 8 o'clock at night. The way I generally post it, let's say I post an item at 5:12 p.m. on Wednesday. That Wednesday at 5:12:59, when it turns to 5:13, that auction's over. We're done. Okay, you got that whole 12-minute right there. You know, 5:12. You got that whole minute to bid because I have no idea what part of that minute that I posted that item.
Oh, okay.
But I know that I posted it in that minute. So you have that whole entire minute that you can use to get your final bids in. Meanwhile, all these other items that I posted at different timestamps, they'll go off at those timestamps that I posted them. That way you've got a chance. I really want this item. Well, I'd kind of like to have that. I guess I'll go ahead and do another bid. You've got time to do all that without missing anything that you want on the page. You can have it all. You can have a portion. You can have three items. You can have one item. You can have 70 items. I don't care. But you have the opportunity to get those items. You don't just, at 8 o'clock, I guess I just lost those items because somebody else bid it and I was looking at that instead. And so you have to learn to live without, learn to live with disappointment. Not on my page. You get the item that you want because the timestamp is the when the item goes off. Like I say, you get the seven. Each item has 7 full days. Okay, I'm not shortening up anything. So it is what it is.
Well, I just got to appreciate your integrity because me and that guy were in a bidding war. We got up to $35, and Steve was like, "No, man. Even though this thing started $25,
I would love to collect it.
Fair is fair.
Yeah,
went for 12. I think it went for $12.50, and we were at like 35 something, like 35, 25.
Yeah.
And I mean, I
would love to have collected the payday, but I better not. I just got to
appreciate your fairness on that, because I don't know if I could do that.
That's the thing. I post a lot on my phone when I'm doing the auctions, but when the auction goes off, I have to crank up old Bessie, what I call her. It's the big granddaddy of the computer. The real computer. Because I can put the cursor over the time that anybody has bidded. Like it'll say bidded 4 minutes ago or 3 minutes ago, and I can put the cursor over that and it'll give me the exact time that they bidded. That way I know if you use that final minute to bid, I will know who didn't make it and who did. So I can keep it fair.
That's good, yeah. Appreciate that fairness. Yeah. It's a good thing, yeah.
You gotta be fair.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It does not always work out in my favor, that's for sure.
And we're back. So we've talked about a lot of stuff tonight, and we've unpacked it and gotten, I'm sure not all of your business, because there's a lot that goes into a business.
There is.
But I know there's a lot of people out there, young entrepreneurs, that are wanting to own their own businesses. They're wanting to go down that route of being an entrepreneur. Is there any advice or little nuggets of stuff that you might have learned along the way that you would like to give them of, you know, them starting their own businesses?
Well, I don't mean to come off negative. Don't mean to answer negative. But my first thought is any entrepreneur that wants to go into business needs to know that not everybody can be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Once you know what you don't know, then because there's a lot of stuff that I know that I don't know.
Right.
Okay. If that makes any sense. But if you can get past that and you can just work and it's a snowball effect, really.
Mm-hmm.
If you can start off on something small, I don't know, whatever kind of business you want to do, you know, you got to take your small steps before you can take your big ones. It's just like when you was born, you know, you had to crawl before you walk. It's that. And you may crawl for a couple years, and that's fine. I crawled. I've been doing the eBay store for a little over 5 years now.
Right.
And the auction page is a year old. So, I mean, I crawled for a little bit, but right. I wanted to get everything critiqued and everything done and everything perfect. Just like you do on your photography business and just mm-hmm. like you do on your video productions and just like you do on everything. Just right. like you do on everything you do. On everything anybody does, do it to perfection, the best that you can right. do it.
Absolutely.
As long as you do it to the best of your ability, and you can have no regrets. And that's in life and relationships and everything. As right. long as you know that you have done the best that you could do, you have no regrets. But you need to keep it fun. That's a lot of people, they drive themselves crazy because mm-hmm. they got that dream, they got that itch, they got that feeling inside of them. They know they can be the lightning before the thunder. And you've got to be able to. It's a web. It's right. a web, and you've got to know how to work it. And you're going to get knocked down. But don't get knocked down by people that tells you that you can't do it. I hate it. And I never in my life have I ever, nor will I ever in the history of ever, tell somebody that they can't do something. I don't care how boneheaded I think it is, because I'm sure somebody thought what I do is boneheaded, and that's fine. They've got that right. That's great. But I will never knock somebody down, and I hope somebody, and I hope anybody that listens to this, right. I hope one person comes to the grasp and crosses over and says, you know what, I'm not going to knock somebody for the way they feel or the right. way they want to do or the business they want to open, because you don't know the lightning that's in that person.
Right.
Okay, that person that knows the lightning, and that's what I'm trying to say. It's a web that you have inside of yourself, and that's your lightning, okay? Right. And nobody knows that web. Nobody knows that lightning. Nobody knows your experiences, what you've been through, nor yours. Nor mine or anybody else that's listening out here. Okay, right. So don't knock somebody just because you can't agree, or don't knock somebody just because you can't see their vision. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's their lightning storm. It's not yours.
That's right.
And absolutely. And that's my big thing. Don't listen. You got to listen to the outside a little bit on the rules and everything that you've got to do to get done what you've got to get done. But don't listen to everybody that says you can't do that. I've seen 100 people try this and nobody do it. And
right.
you do it because, and if you fail, you know what? It's okay. Maybe you'll go in a different direction.
Right.
When you get so far, you're like, well, I really don't want to do this. I actually want to go do this, you know? A cook. Okay. We'll take it a simple cook. Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe they want to own their own kitchens. Okay. So they're going to get a job as a cook to figure out mm-hmm. how the way the kitchen works. And maybe on their journey to owning their own kitchen, maybe they're like, you know what? I just like to manage a kitchen. I just like to manage a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's all I want to do. There's nothing wrong with having your dream and never getting there.
Right.
You know, my biggest person that I look up to is me 5 years from now, because I'll never reach nice. That. I'll never reach that person.
I like that.
So, that's what people need to see as far as. Is their dream. They may not ever reach that dream, and that's fine, because right. they're always going to fight towards it, or they're going to find them something else that's what they really wanted.
Right.
Because you never know what you really want until you get it, you know?
Oh, yeah, so,
I don't know. I mean, I want people to understand their web. I want that's inside of them. They're mm-hmm. the lightning. I want them to understand that lightning strike and the directions it goes and the heartaches that it's going to take to make it a storm. And right. that's what I don't want nobody. You need people to count you out, and there will always be people to count you right. out, no matter what. We just have that division. But don't let that affect your ability. Don't let their vision affect your ability.
Right.
You know. So get out there and research. Figure out what it's going to take to do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you do the cinematography. You do all kind of photos and everything. Mm-hmm. You didn't wake up one day and just say, okay, I'm going to be a photographer. Here's all my stuff. I'm going to do it. No. You research. What kind of cameras do you need? Well, how many lenses do you have? That's okay. I'll wait.
Yeah.
So you didn't just wake up and say, okay, I'm going to do this now.
Right.
I've got to build this. And this is what I got to have to be able to compete. This is what I got to have for a perfect photo. You take your steps. You take your baby steps. And you didn't, I know your camera equipment. I have been in your room where your office is, and his camera equipment is sick. But you don't get that overnight either.
Right.
You take baby steps to get the stuff you need, and before you know it, you're there.
Right.
So everybody needs to do that. You know, as far as when you got your dream, figure it out, get you a plan, and take your baby steps to get there. Because when you take that baby step, it's like with anything. It's like anything with life, your debt, your anything. You take the little baby steps, you take the little chunks, and then you roll it into something bigger, into something bigger. Like when I say debt, you know, you pay off your smallest bills first, and then you put that money towards your biggest one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
Same thing with the business.
Right.
Same thing with the business.
Something that you said that I really liked and I want to try to drive home is don't worry about what other people say. I know you do to some extent, but to not stress too much about it. Something that I've noticed with photography that you were talking about, the majority of people that put me down or say you can't do that or you know, you're never going to make money at that.
Call you up and borrow money. That's the way they do me.
Right, yeah. Really, anyway, yeah, go ahead. Really, the majority of those people, if you look at their life, they're putting down your dream because they gave up on theirs.
Ooh.
They could not make their dream happen.
Yeah.
So they're like, you're not going to make yours either. Should give up because I didn't make mine.
That's exactly right.
And that's kind of what it feels like you're saying. And that really drives home.
My granddad told me one time, it was a business deal I was trying to get in, but he wouldn't let me. And he said, no, because I don't like the company you keep. And I never understood that. I was 15, 14,
right.
15. And I never understood that. Now that I've gotten older, though, I really see that coming to a picture. Keep successful people around you. If you want to start your own business and you have that, not that you're going to borrow money off of them. Not that you're going to, just be on their curtails forever. Look at what they do. Look how determined they are. Look
like-minded
how they, look
people.
The steps they got. Yeah, like-minded people, but also successful people. I know, like, when I was down in Alabama, the first store that I opened up down there, I got a hold of some successful people that I just knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to hanging out with them and quit hanging out with the crowd that I was hanging out with. And things have really turned around for me. I started seeing maybe a life through their eyes and how they do. And I want that. What I mean? So I'm going to drive for it every day. I strive for it every day. But if you surround yourself by successful people, you're more than likely going to be successful. If you surround yourself by drug dealers, you're more than likely going to be a drug dealer.
Right.
Whatever it is, but surround yourself by like-minded, successful people, and you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Because you've also got those mentors right there that are your friends that get along with you, and they're going to say, you know what? I hate that you got knocked down here, but if you went this route, you could get around that barrier.
It's going to help you grow.
People will help you. And monetary help is not what I'm talking about. People will help you figure it out. And that's what you
money.
Need. It's a team. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what you
that's
need.
That's awesome.
It's neat. But I hope that anybody that has the idea of being an entrepreneur, I hope they follow their dream. I hope they figure out how to do it. I hope they start small. That's a big thing. You don't want to start out really big. You don't want to put, I'm putting everything I have into this. Because, like I say, your dream may change just because it just does. And you figure out that's really not what you're wanting. What you're wanting is this. So I hope that people start small and not at a stop, but at a crawl, a good steady crawl. And that crawl is going to end up being a walk. Then that walk's going to end up being a run. Then the next thing you know, you're getting 3 hours of sleep at night. that's my biggest thing. The biggest thing I can tell somebody is have that person to criticize you. You need that person in your life. Have that person that tells you you can't do it, but you also have that backbone. Okay?
Right.
You have that person that knows that you can do it. Because it has to be more than just yourself, too. You know, it has to be that person in this era encouraging you.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you got to have that person to prove wrong. And I have to have that person.
Right.
I can't do this alone. I have to have that person that tells me, there's no way you're going to do this, man. A quarter auction, how are you going to make a living off of that?
Right.
Let me show you.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
But that's basically it. I guess that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah. Well, I just want to bring up the fact that I honestly thought Steve was going to come here and just talk about the business. It's been more of a talk of community and entrepreneurship.
Yeah, it's
a little motivational speech.
It's a little bit more than just the banner and just the page.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work that goes into it. People
absolutely.
Can match me, but they can't pass me.
Right,
and that's what I always will believe.
Well,
that's
I hope when people see that, they'll keep that in mind, a little story that goes along with that page.
I hope they do.
I want to shop with you. I know I enjoy shopping with you.
Well, I service with a smile.
There you go.
But yeah, I hope everybody continues on. I hope it continues to grow. You know what we should do? We should come back in a year and see how.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've got a little over 2,000 people on my page now, and I say that not bragging, but I say that so we have it pinned down.
Right.
For next year's show,
on film.
We'll see if it grows or see if it declines, see if it folds. I may fold up. Who knows?
We'll see.
Who knows?
We'll
meet back. Steve will have you back on either way.
That works. Anytime y'all need anybody to sit in or whatever, maybe we can work it out. Maybe we won't be scheduling
some. Yeah.
He is incredibly busy. His cinematography page, y'all should really go on it and check it out.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
He has time frames where he gives you, you know, a 30-minute session, an hour session, whatever. But they fill up really fast, so if you ever need anything done and you know, like, ahead of time, you should really get on his page, get a hold of him, because I'm telling you, his slots fill up quick. He works more than I do. He works 28 hours a day, about 9 days a week. But
just about.
I tell you, like I say, you always got to have that person to look up to. The way he works, his work ethic is crazy.
He does
good.
Work hard, no doubt about that. Yeah. No doubt about that.
I don't know who taught him how to work, but somebody did.
My mama.
There you go.
He's got that lightning in him, folks. You better watch out. Only he knows the storm. He knows where it's going to end.
There you go.
But awesome. I think this is great. Thank y'all for having me on.
Well, no
problem.
Appreciate
you
coming, man.
Yeah. Tanner, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve, for coming on.
Yep.
We had a great time.
Anytime y'all want some commentary, I'm pretty much full of shit. So just let me know.
Absolutely.
But absolutely. We'll schedule it out. I'll get my planner. Y'all get y'all's planner. Have your machine call my machine. We'll work it out.
Yeah.
Buddy. This has been really fun. I appreciate it. Everybody, it's the Bears Den Weekly Auction page. It's on Facebook. Like I said, I mail stuff out. So if you're not from here, don't worry about it. If you're overseas, don't worry about it. I'm good at any of that mailing. We do eBay. It's the Bears Den eBay store. Check that out. If you are local, come out to 400 Direct Connection Drive, Rossville, Georgia. It's just outside of East Ridge. It's the I-75 Flea Market, booth S407. Welcome y'all on out. Y'all come on out and try to find you some good junk. So, anyways, thank y'all so much for this.
Thanks for coming on.
I know it's kind of got long-winded, a little bit long, but
I
appreciate
this
to the fullest extent. Check out the new Jurassic Park. Gotta give another plug.
Check out the video. Absolutely, yeah. It's hilarious.
Video went live yesterday, last night at about 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's live. You can search YouTube, TannerWatson.com.
It's currently less than a day old, folks.
Yeah, currently less than a day old.
He's got about more watches than I got members on my Facebook page. We've got problems, people. You better join it up.
Oh, yeah. So, absolutely, check that out.
We're feuding.
Hopefully, one day, maybe we'll make a little sequel.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing, too, wouldn't it? That'd be great.
Well, he told me that you was working on that. That you had come up with this first one.
Wow. So you already told him that. Yeah, I saw the first
one.
I
not supposed to say something?
No, you're fine.
We'll let this shit out.
Word travels fast. Yeah, I saw it and told Tanner. I said, man, if we could do another one, that'd be amazing. And we were actually, in between videos here, we were actually talking about working on a script.
Yeah.
Right, actually ran some ideas by each other, so that'd be something to expect pretty soon.
One of the amazing ideas, I'll just throw it out there, and I try not to do like I don't want to ruin the next video for the person that's not watched it yet. But one of the ideas that I thought is maybe not so much running from the fat guy. That would be great because I am the fat guy. But no, I'm just playing. That was great. Y'all done great. I appreciate the screenplay on it, your script on it, everything. I appreciate your work on it. You're amazing.
Tanner, it
was a lot.
I had people at the flea market saying, how did you get that shot of the bridge?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? It's Tanner magic. That's the best way I can tell it. Tanner magic.
That's one way to put it.
I don't know. But like I say, we don't know where he's going. We don't know his storm inside of him. But I guarantee you, I'm glad that I know him. So, Tanner, I appreciate you having me on here.
Thanks, Steve.
I've got to get going. We got some work to do. I got a box truck full of stuff.
Yeah,
and
Steve's going to get back at it.
Yep.
Well, guys, that's the podcast for today. It'll be posted up once again every Monday. Thank you, Steve, for being on.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can find this podcast starting on Anchor every Monday from there over the next 3 days. It'll be posted on every other podcasting app that you can have on your cell phone, whether it's Apple, Android, does not matter. If you'd like to make a podcast yourself, you can go on anchor.com, download the app. It makes it very, very easy. I'm not paid to say any of this. I'm just a huge fan of the Anchor.
Not sponsors.
I got a question just real quick, and I won't be long. If any local business would want to come onto your podcast, would you be open to that?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
I hate to put you on the spot because we've not talked about this.
No, you're
none fine. Of this shit's been scripted. But no, we've not talked about this or anything. But I just thought if somebody local or some local business heard your podcast,
send them on.
Well, they would be contacting you. How do they contact you? You'll have the links, I guess.
Right. So all the links will be in the description below, whether you're watching this on YouTube or any of the podcasting apps out there. You can find any of our information. I'll link the Bear's Den and Steve's websites down below, as well as emails that you can get in touch with us for our podcast show that you can get on board with us. We'd love to have anyone come out and be on.
Absolutely.
Please, our normal podcast is just me and Nick, but we're going to be doing a lot more interviews like this with 3, 4, 5 people on board. The more the merrier.
Hey, we got a big table. We can fill it up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, guys, that's it for the podcast this week. Please tune in next Monday. Signing off.
Thank you.
See you.